Glory, glory, sing hallelujah, sing glory to God. Glory fills the earth, angels rejoice in the Savior's birth. Have you heard a child is born? Welcome, star that lights eternal morn. Glory shed to earth, sing and rejoice in the Savior's birth. Shepherds, do not fear, I bring glad tidings, the Savior is near. Joy, joy, for Christ the Lord, Jesus Emmanuel, the Son of God. Have you heard a child is born? Welcome, star, thy light. Must I live a life of sinning just to know God will forgive me? Must I then be brokenhearted just to know that He can cheer me? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am His child. Must I be in heaven with them just to know the Lord is must I see His acts of power just to know that He is with me? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be. My hope for yearning, must I watch with perfect vision just to know that He's returning? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears. Will
start on this side, as Brother Ben said, and I'll try to do the same thing we did last time about for the song leaders. If you can just, when you get up, you can tell me the number and what verses, and then I'll try to get it put on the board.
It's all same. If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, He is alive. Dark in the storm, lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Soon the bright homeland adorning, we shall behold the glad dawn. Lean on the Lord till the morning, trust till the night is gone. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam. Free from all care, happy and bright, Jesus is there, He is alive. Out in the storm, lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent Him from your side to walk upon this guilty side and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me Christ the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned Him as He died. The humble King they named the sacrifice the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy me in His precious blood. My Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
In the body of the
Oh.
Oh. I shall behold thee face to face, Jesus my own. Then with the slave ones gone before, I shall with rapture more and more praise thee forever near the bright, beautiful throne. Looking to thee, trusting thy grace, I am as happy as a true soldier can be. And hearing my own heavenly place, trusting thy love, I press along, looking to thee.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never.
All right. There are those here tonight who wish to give at this time.
Thank you.
Since we've sang this here. Just making sure I'm not getting too high for me and not too low for the bass.
Rest for the weary, joy of the sad. Hope of the dreary, light of the glad, refuge from danger, strength to the end. Home of the stranger,
and try to raise it just a little bit. Second verse.
Wealth of the giving, heart of the kind, breath of the living, night of the blind, path of the Savior and
else want to lead a song?
You have an invitation? 341 will be the song of encouragement, number 341.
In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, and in verse 6, we talked about this passage this morning in our auditorium class. It says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." I want you to pay attention to this next verse. "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." I want you to think for a minute about the apostles and the disciples and those that knew Jesus. They walked on this earth with Jesus for approximately 3 years. They saw him every day, saw all the great things that he did, heard all of his wonderful teaching. And then when they went out and preached the gospel to all creation as they were instructed, do you realize that not a single one of them told us what he looked like? This passage right here says, "Though you have not seen him." Peter had seen him. Peter knew what he looked like. And yet he didn't tell us. "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible." Why do you suppose they did not leave us with a description of what he looked like? He tells you why. In this same passage, he tells you why. Because what he tells you, what is more important than what he looks like physically, is what he looked like in his actions. You see, what he tells us, if we want to look like Jesus, he doesn't care how tall you are. He doesn't care what color you are, what your hair looks like, whether you've got some or you don't, whether you have a beard or you don't. He doesn't care. What he says is, if you want to look like God, if you want to look like Jesus, he says in verse 13, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." As obedient children, children look like their parents. Have you ever noticed that? They look like their parents. "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" You see, what he says is, what Jesus looked like while he was here on this earth, he looked holy. Don't worry about what he looked like physically. He looked holy. If you want to look like Jesus, be holy. Brother Rigg led a song, number 150, earlier tonight. Number 150 in sacred selections was number 53. Growing up as a child, I've told you this many times, certain songs just popped out to me. This was one of them that every time they led it, I thought, "Oh, I wish it wouldn't be." And you know why? Because as a kid, I like fast songs. As an older person, I like fast songs. I just like fast songs. It's just me. This is a slow song. And yet, if you look at what the word says, it's a beautiful song. "Pure in heart, O God, help me. May I devote my life wholly. Watch thou my wayward feet. Guide me with counsel. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be.
teach me to do thy will most lovingly. Not just because I have to. Not just because you said to most lovingly. Be thou my friend and guide. Let me with thee abide. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. That by thy holy face one day may see. What do you look like? Holy. Keep me from secret sin. Reign thou my soul within. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. You want to look like Jesus? Do you want to see Jesus one day? You will only see him if you're holy. And holiness can't be an act. It's going to have to be something that starts from within. And when it starts from within, then it can shine forth, letting our light shine. We can look like Jesus if we'll simply commit our lives to him and be pure in heart. If there's something in your life this evening, you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and so therefore you still have your sins. You don't look like him. Not yet. But you can. Forgiveness of sins can be yours because he shed his blood for you. Maybe you have obeyed the gospel and you've turned around and you haven't been living the way you're supposed to. You don't look like him anymore. But you can. You have to obey. Confess your sins. Come back to him. If there's any way we can help you, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall never get sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross. As I onward go, the way of the cross leads home. Then I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it nevermore. For my Lord has come, and I seek my home, where he waits. The open door, the way of the cross is home, the way of the cross is home, it is sweet to know as I onward go.
I want to thank everyone for their presence here this evening. We're glad that you're here. Again, I want to remind you of our service times here. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for our midweek Bible study. Next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and then next Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. I want to make mention just very quickly of those that are sick. We mentioned a number of them this morning. We need to remember Connie's mom. She is doing a little bit better and at home. We need to remember Brother Paul Jones. He's still at home, not feeling well. Sister Lois didn't want to drive down this evening with it kind of rainy and dark and all that by herself, so let's remember them. Brother Kevin Bumgardner with the shingles, we need to remember him. Suzanne Mullins, I mentioned her again tonight, the lady that was visiting with us this morning. I can't remember her name, but she's visited with us in the past from Deborah's friend. I'm sorry?
Marilyn.
Marilyn Mullins, okay, Marilyn Mullins. I think she lives over in Arkansas. Somewhere over there, but it's her daughter-in-law, I believe. And so let's remember her. She did have an accident about 3 weeks ago, an ATV accident, and she's had multiple complications since then. So let's remember her in our prayers if we can. Remember Chuck and Modine. They're out sick. Chuck and then Modine.
Clyde and Liz Vales, let's remember them. Brother Tony Black, he's still not out this evening, so let's remember him. Jeff's mom did get to come home this afternoon, and so we're glad to hear that. But we need to continue to remember her and remember Jeff and the whole family there. Vicki and Jesse, they were sick this morning, so we did get that information that they were sick this morning, both with colds and hoping that they can do better pretty soon. Stephen is traveling. Katie is out with us this evening. We're glad that she is out with us. And that's all the traveling and sick that I have, I think. Miscellaneous announcements. Next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, again, next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Brother Keith is going to lead us in a singing class. If you have questions about songs, about how certain parts of the song, things like that, if you want to write those down and give them to him beforehand, his plan at the moment, I believe, is to pick out two or three songs, talk about them, talk about the different parts, talk about different facets of the song. You know, I know nothing about it, so whatever it is he's going to talk about, he's going to talk about it. So you can be here again next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and he'll try to inform us of a lot of different things. One other thing, there's a Bible study that is next, a week from Friday, 16th, December the 16th, in Memphis at the Malloys. It's a Bible study for those who are college age. So if you want more information about that, just feel free to get with my wife or Michelle, and they can get you some more information about that. I think that's all the announcements that I have, except Group A is meeting tonight, I believe, over on the side. So make your plans for that. Yes, sir. I didn't write it down. Sister McDonald as well. She is on the board. So he took care of me there, but let's remember her as well. And others that I failed to mention as well, Sister Dolores and Sister Tracy Patterson and a number of others. So let's remember all of those in our prayers. That's all that I have for this evening. Again, want to thank you for being here. Please be careful on your way home. We'd ask you at this time to please stand, and Brother Howard will lead us in our closing prayer.
Loving Heavenly Father, we bow before you, Heavenly Father, thanking you for another opportunity of life you've afforded us to assemble here as your children. Heavenly Father, as we have come together to sing song of praise unto the glory of your high and holy name, Heavenly Father, we'd ask that you would help us to think about the words that we have sung tonight and think about the meaning that they have for us. For all the beautiful thoughts that have come to mind for those that memories of those that have gone on and all those things that you give to us in your word, the promises that you have made to us, if we would be but your children and be holy as you are holy. Heavenly Father, we'd ask that you would help us to live the lives before us, that you before you that we should, that we would be the type of children that you would have us to be, that we would let our light shine before the world, so that they may see you living through us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would be with our sick. We continue to have many of our number that are not able to be out with us. Heavenly Father, we'd ask that you would be with each and every one. We know, Heavenly Father, that there are those of our loved ones that we know that need your prayers. Heavenly Father, we'd ask that you would be with each and every one of them as we have memory of them. Heavenly Father, we'd ask that you would strengthen them, that you would encourage them and help us to encourage them and help them to receive the help that they so much and so dearly want, so that they can be able to assemble with us once again. Heavenly Father, we are mindful of those that are traveling. We'd ask that you would also be with them, give them a safe journey. Heavenly Father, we'd ask also for those that have of their own accord decided not to assemble with this group of your people here in this place. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to help them to understand the situation that they're in at this time, and they do not have that home with you. Help them to realize the great loss in their life and the loss that they will have in the after while. Heavenly Father, we'd ask you now that you would go with us if we're about to separate from this place. We'd ask that you would be with us, Heavenly Father, and guide us and bring us back the next appointed time. These blessings we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.